Welcome to Street Talk Theology with Pastor Dominic Grimaldi. Pastor Dom went from a life of organized crime to federal prison. There, God saved him and set him free. Soon after his release, he attended seminary and received his master's degree and is now the senior pastor of Desert Sky Baptist Church, where he serves with a passion for biblical theology right here in Casa Grande. Now let's join our host, Pastor Dominic Grimaldi.
Pastor Dominic here again with Street Talk Theology. I want to say hello to all our street talkers this morning. I'm hoping you're taking your sound theology and bringing it to the streets. Pastor Grimaldi at Gmail, that's my email. Anything you have to ask, hopefully I can answer it. But listen, I don't even want to take a lot of time. You know what time it is here. You know how to reach me. But I'm continuing my conversation this morning with Pastor Michael Teddy and Ashok Mohan from Redemption Hill Church in India. Welcome, guys. What's happening?
Oh, it's good to be with you again. This is a lot of fun.
This is fun, right? But, I didn't ask this. How's the weather in India? What's happening there? Is it hot, warm, cold? Does it get cold? I don't even know if it gets cold there.
We don't know anymore, I think.
You guys,
because every time we hear the news, it tells us it's going to be hot. It rains like crazy. We had a near cyclone that just missed our parts and went up north, and that created a lot of devastation. So we are having rains at the moment, a lot of rain.
Yeah.
And we as a people are not used to cold. We're used to heat.
That's why we need you guys in Arizona, man. You would love it. It gets to be 115 out here. My wife doesn't like the heat at all. Well, I want to get right to it. It's an honor to have you guys, and I we only went through like two or three questions in a half hour, right, Ashok? We didn't. When you get me, Ashok, and Pastor Michael Teddy talking, I don't even want to say it. So there was something that me and Pastor Michael and Ashok spoke about. I think it was last night, and obviously when you guys hear this recording, it'd be weeks ago. But it was something that I really didn't know, and we spoke about a deep depression that plagues a lot of individuals in India, Christian and non-Christian alike. And I would like to hear that because, when we and Pastor Michael and Ashok were talking about this last night, it was getting kind of late and I was a little tired, but, really, I was interested. In fact, I was telling my wife about it this morning, so I am so glad that Pastor Michael will expound on this. Very interesting. So I'm going to just give Pastor Michael the mic, and if Ashok wants to piggyback off that after he's finished, please, Ashok. Pastor Michael, please, on depression in India.
Yeah, so it actually, I first ran across situations like that when I was in college. So typically, we have this huge social stigma when it comes to issues of depression or any kind of mental sickness, any kind of it, any kind of psychological issues. There's a huge social stigma that's there. And culturally, that may be very different from probably the Western culture. We are heavily community-driven in the sense that It matters so much in our society what people in our society think or what the society stands. We don't have independent offshoots, That's not normal usually. It is changing, of course. Whatever happens in the West happens here in maybe a couple of years, it will follow. But our culture is very different. But in that sense, it is a very it's a very sad thing in one way when it comes to the issue of depression, where people don't want to talk about it. So to give you an example, in my college, we have counselors, right? College counselors put there so that students can approach the counselors and talk to them. That office is empty because nobody would even dare walk into that room once for fear what if the others see them walking in there. And if they saw that, they know this person has some sort of problems or some sort of issues. So forget about psychological counseling, just counseling. right? Just I need help with my, you know, managing my studies is not something that people want to do. So what started happening is that for me, it started with a friend of mine, and we just couldn't get the guy. You know, he the way he acted, the way he processed things, he would not do a lot of things. He would be moody all the time, and that's when a doctor diagnosed him of having bipolar. And we never even heard the word before. We didn't know what it means and things like that.
How long ago was this, Michael? Was this recent?
This was probably 10, 11 years ago.
Okay.
Right? That's when it began for me, my first exposure. Much later, when I started, you know, the earlier church we were a part of, and then when we planted Redemption Hill Church, I started running into a lot of believers as we were doing ministry and preaching and things like that. And we've just seen people after people after people we've ran into who have some kind of a depression trouble, some kind of a psychological issue. So many of the patterns are similar. We know of people who can't even step out of their house out of fear.
Wow.
Who can't move out at all, you know. And we've been talking to this brother, trying to encourage him, but he's stuck. He feels stuck. He's too afraid to step out of his home. All sorts of issues like that, you know. And a lot of them go see psychologists or psychiatrists in secret, you know, because if it's not, you know, in college, at least the family can take them without telling anybody, and in secret kind of a thing. And what we commonly see is the first step for most of those people are where the doctors just give them medication, or the psychologist, the counselor just says, take this medication and you'll be fine. There's no process of therapy. There is no education on therapy. Nothing is done, so to speak. And so a lot of them, by the time we come to know that they have these issues, they are on medication, they're struggling through it. And it would, you know, and it, mind you, we're a very small church, right? We have about 8 members and 20 to 25 people meeting in only 5 years. That kind of gives you the number. And I can already name you maybe 10 to 15 people who have gone through our church who have depression or some kind of issues regarding that.
So it
is just there, yeah.
Yeah, so Pastor Michael or Ashok, whoever, so obviously he's a pastor, and, you know, Ashok is a theologian. Do you try to counsel them biblically? Do you try to sit down with them biblically? And, you know, we call that, Ashok, right, nouthetic counseling. I mean, where you counsel straight from the Bible. So are you seeing definitely like a sickness, or is it a spiritual battle, or both? So how do you navigate that? And I'll open it up to whoever wants to answer that. How do you navigate that as a pastor or a brother, which is not easy, right, guys?
Yeah, Ashok, you wanna say something? Because I'll tell you just this the kind of people we have been running into are not just professing Christians, but they are professing Christians who believe the Reformed traditions. They are Calvinists. They know the Bible. They know their theology, at least in their head. And the struggle they really have is in what they know to trickle down to what they believe, and in how they act, and in how they live. A lot of them are really, really influenced and encouraged by, you know, what I think the West would call celebrity pastors, right? So, they'd listen to John Piper, they'd listen to Paul Washer, they'd listen to John MacArthur, they'd listen to all these guys. They would have all their theology set in place and all those things are ready. But a lot of them, over 80% of them, are not plugged into local churches. That's the first thing.
So, Ashok, this is a whole... Now, wait a minute. You see what these brothers, we might have to be here for 4 hours. But so, Ashok, this is a really interesting thing that Pastor Michael brought up. Now, we know that the people he's speaking about are sound theologians. The problem is they're not their pastors, right? So the problem is you can listen to whether it's Piper or MacArthur or Al Mohl or whatever. The problem is you can't go to their house. You can't go tell them you're feeling depressed. So, Ashok, what do you do? How do you counsel a brother like that? How do you talk to a brother like that? Because, you know, like, and I think Pastor Michael hit it on the head. The people that they're listening to, praise the Lord, the theology's good. But at the end of the day, you can't go knock on Dr. MacArthur's office and say, hey, I got a problem.
Yeah. So I would actually like to begin at the point of church membership and becoming a covenant member of a church and how great a blessing it is. Because when I mess up, I know I have a fallback. And many a times, in most of the cases, it's even before I get into the mess, right? They see the patterns. These are brothers and brothers who care for you, who know you for a while, know the kind of mistakes you can make, where you have a blind side. They see to that. So there's encouragement, wisdom, correction, all those things happening. So when I talk to these brothers, one of the things that I've seen is a good number of them were not regular members of a church. So there was a limitation as to how much we could reach out to them, what we could do for them, because at the end of the day, if Mike is not their pastor,
amen.
There are certain limitations that come over there. So one of I think when I talk to these brothers, I always try to keep bringing it back to the point of becoming part of a healthy church and trying to serve there, trying to be part of a fellowship where brothers know you, can watch your life, and can point out things. So that is one point that I always try to bring forward. And the other points would be this, that, see, again, the church thing has to come back, because it is easy to watch a Paul Washer video and then trick ourselves into believing that we believe what he believes in. But then that can't be proven. I mean, whatever we learn from them, there is no other place to put it into action unless we are part of a church.
Amen. Amen.
Right. So so that, I think, that trickling down, the tough love, everything comes when we are part of a church. So I keep encouraging them to be a part of a healthy church, and so that we can proceed from there. So most of my conversations might start at that point.
You know, Pastor Michael, and the thing with that is that those are tough navigations, because you don't know if there's, you know, I mean, obviously sin is in the world. Someone could have a bipolar, which is some type of light mental illness. Now you deal with that. You want to deal biblically. We think nouthetic counseling is obviously the way to go. But sometimes somebody does need, you know, somebody, they can be sick. They can be in a spot where they may need a doctor. Now, so as a pastor, do you is there times you think that a doctor is necessary in some of these situations?
Yes, you know, to be honest, we don't have this figured out. You know, that's what I tell to most.
Great point.
People,
yeah,
I do counsel.
Yeah,
right. I try to tell them that, you know, I know, this is what I know. The gospel is the answer. Jesus is the only one that can heal and save.
Amen.
The Bible will help us navigate this. And if that navigation leads us to you having to see a doctor, we'll do that. But let's do it together. I think the bottom line, the problem is, you see, there is this tendency among a lot of them, amongst a lot of them, not even people without depression issues and things like that, but especially for the people who have this, where as long, like Ashok was saying, as long as they agree with and study and read these great theologians of the West, they like it, they understand it, it makes them secure, okay, this is what it means. But somehow they miss the point that that is meant to transform your life. What you believe is meant to change you. And I think when they plug into a church and they face the reality, suddenly things get a lot harder. Because this isn't about memorizing scripture portions or reading books, right? This isn't about sitting in a room all by yourself where nobody sees you and you just read as much as you can and accumulate as much as you can. This is about actually having to go out and interact with people, having to pour out your lives for others, loving people sacrificially. So a lot of things come into play that's just, you know, responsibility and how you ought to behave in your home, how you ought to behave in society, in community, in church. And that's where they struggle, really. And when we come alongside to kind of encourage them to do that, a lot of them begin to back away. And they don't want that.
You know, Ashok, you know what I'm hearing Pastor saying? It clicked when he told me. The devil is impersonal, and we've come to a point in our lives that we've become such an impersonal people. And I think what Pastor Michael is hitting on and yourself is, you know, we've lost skin in the game. You know, we don't, you know, if we're going to be watching these people on television, that's impersonal. That's the gospel is personal. You know, so I'm hearing something really profound by both you brothers, because at the end of the day, you know, in the book of Acts and the house churches, I mean, obviously, you know, people pool their money and that's not my plight. I'm not talking about that. But there was, you know, eating together and living together and interacting with each other. And, you know, Ashok and Pastor Michael, we've lost that today. We've become, you know, people, and I'm not, please hear me, people know, I'm not saying, you know, God can't use whatever, dating, whatever, I don't know. But, you know, years ago, you know, people would meet people, you meet somebody in church, and, you know, today the world has become so impersonal. Do you guys agree? I mean, do you guys agree with that? And that's one of the problems, I think, that Ashok and Michael is saying, the local church, personal, get skin in the game. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, absolutely. That's right. You know, that you've hit the nail. That's exactly the problem we see around us. That's exactly the issue. And there's just a growing number of youngsters who are de-churched. They don't want to have to do anything with the church. There are more parachurch ministries which are now trying to pretend to be the church, but they'll never be the church. So a local body of covenanted members coming together with the intention of discipleship, fellowship, worship is the institution Jesus has ordained in scripture by which we are to be built up spiritually.
Amen.
And so that is our endeavor. That is what we encourage people to do. And of course, we are all broken people. We don't claim to have all the answers, but we know somebody who does.
Amen.
And
Ashok, when you in America, you got this large contingent of these large churches. Now, obviously with the pandemic and what happened here, but you just become let me say it this way, you just become a face in the crowd. You have nobody, you don't have a place to go. You don't have a door to knock on. You know, you go there as just a number, and I went to church. And so, it's encouraging to hear, you know, when you got a church of 8 or 10, and we're a small church here, you know, 50, 60 people. And, you know, even with 50, 60 people, you know, we have 3 elders and things like that. That's a lot of people to deal when you're dealing with people's lives. I mean, you can't, you know, somebody comes in and, you know, they're having a marital issue, or, you know, somebody's, you know, thinking about getting married. I mean, these things are huge things that you can't deal with on you got to put skin in the game, right, Ashok? I mean, this stuff is huge. It's people's lives.
Yeah, Mike would agree that sometimes say, like I like to say this, that dealing me would be a full-time pastoral job for Mike.
Yeah. That's why Mike needs your help.
You would say 50 people are hard, and we would say there are like
five people are hard, right?
Yeah, five people are hard, yeah.
All right, Pastor Michael's going to charge me on this. We only got 5 minutes left on this session, and I got one huge topic. You guys love me, right? Would you think about just one more session, or you guys are going to tell me no?
We'd love to do one more session.
Yeah, because I don't know what time it is there. I don't know if you guys got to eat. I don't even know if you guys have to go have a meeting or something. Okay, so let me end with Ashok with this. Ashok, is there still evangelism opportunities with the pandemic? Let me just ask that. Is there still evangelism opportunities in the region, and what would that look like during the pandemic, if there's any?
Yeah, I think I and Mike were having this conversation recently as well, and a lot of things have moved to the digital world now. Workplace and churches and a lot of things have moved to the digital arena, and I think in this a lot of evangelism would be shifted to online modes in the coming years. And I think Christians should really make use of those opportunities. Even the podcast that we are doing now, that goes on air, right? Like it would be something digital, so that we find that that is where the people are, and if God's sheep are out there, and there are people who want the word of God out there, we should put it there. So I would say a lot of things would be moving to these digital arenas, YouTube videos or podcasts or, things such as that.
You know, Pastor Michael, and we got about 3 minutes when I was talking, I was listening to Ashok. Pastor Michael, there are so many, I look what I'm going to say, right? There's so many podcasts and stuff. I mean, this is crazy. So don't charge me on this because we try not to do this here. You ever notice the podcast? You know, I mean, a lot of them are good. I know that, but they seems like nobody's doing nothing right. Right. I mean, only they have it right. Right. I mean, it's like, what the heck? I mean, there's so much. And Pastor Michael, you got about 3 minutes to rescue me on that. Maybe you can say that better than I can.
I think that, we can actually speak from our context, you know. As much as, we've talked about the negative aspects of celebrity pastors, let me tell you the positive aspect of it.
Praise the Lord.
We did not have anybody else to turn to. You know, when John Piper walks up on that stage and begins to preach, he's saving my soul.
Amen.
For my people, for the needs here, even before we were a church, we needed the gospel. And so all of those men, all of those videos they started putting up, regardless of if, 20 of them spoke the same topic, it didn't matter to us because that was food we needed.
Yeah,
and
amen.
God had raised men to plant it. You know, a lot of people who see our church, who get to understand our structure and how we've become, a lot of them are shocked. They keep asking us the same question. Without a missionary, without someone coming in and planting a church like that, how on earth did you plant this church? Right? How did it just rise up out of the ground? And my response is, God can raise sons of Abraham from the stones of on the ground. So that's precisely what happened. And what God used were resources like that. Whether it's podcasts, whether it's sermons that are being uploaded, the panel sessions when they sit together and they answer
questions.
Yeah,
those are pretty cool, right? I like them.
Yeah. So we are trying to get those things answered, and we're going in, and we're, and I think God has mightily used that, and praise the Lord for that. And so more the podcast for us, the better.
As long as it's down, right?
Right. And, you know, in fact, you know, to be honest, even if they are not sound, we still learn what not to say.
we still learn
how to do it.
He's Pastor Michael. He's a wordsmith. I learn a lot from him. Listen, we got to cut this. Let me see where I'm at. Anyway, you guys are coming back. I won't bother you one more time. Is that okay? Rachel, if Rachel, you're listening, they're probably never going to take my phone call ever again.
We love talking. We just love talking. So.
Anyway, Pastor Dominic Grimaldi here on Street Talk Theology. We take our theology and bring it to the streets, and we also bring it to India. So praise the Lord for that, in Jesus' name.
Thank you for joining us for Street Talk Theology with Pastor Dominic Grimaldi. You can visit Pastor Dom at Desert Sky Baptist Church at 891 West Corson Road, Casa Grande. And for more information, visit us online at www.desertskybaptist.org.